This morning's conversation focused around addiction. Now, when we talk about addiction, I know there is a certain forms of addiction that certainly comes to mind, but this morning we're talking about all of them. Whether it is my addiction to coffee, perhaps it's your addiction to games or social media or something of the sort. That being said, though, in recent years, we have seen worrying cases of children, of course, misusing particularly substances from cigarettes and vaping to sniffing glue. That used to be a thing. I'm not sure if it is still a thing. Even abusing cough syrup, which was also again in the headlines recently. But the reality is that addiction is a much bigger issue and obviously goes far beyond substances. But we did, considering the big challenge of substance abuse in our communities, we did think it was important for us to have a special conversation around that. And someone that is, I think, uniquely placed to be able to have that conversation, we are joined on the line by Shahid Kimmy. He's a representative of the Refocus and Upliftment Foundation, or RAUF. Shahid, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for making time for us this morning.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you, Mr. Kini?
All good, alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, I want to start off and ask you, what do you think it is about drugs in particular and the addiction to drugs that people out there don't understand?
You know, when it comes to addiction, basically, addiction, it occurs when a person or the person surrenders, obviously, to the substance or the activity. Like you said, you get different activities that they use and it starts controlling them. And it can be very dangerous to them. And so the individual, he or she, if they does not seek help, it can be detrimental to their health and to their life.
In terms of your own experiences, when did you, from your perspective, realize that there was a problem?
You know, denial is the main defense mechanism that we used, and we don't come to that realization that we really have a problem. You know, we went to processes, and you only realize when you start losing your family, you're losing your job, everything is at stake. And only after a few years, when I was actually on the streets, then I realized that, hey, I have a big problem. And then obviously, with that coming a little bit out of denial, we need to seek some help so we can overcome the problem.
Yeah. In terms of the impact that it has, and you touched on obviously the impact that it has on relationships and family and friends, what was that broader experience like, without necessarily having to get into specifics?
When you're addicted to the substance, obviously you get very selfish and you don't care about anything else but just seeking the drug, right, or the substance of your choice. And it breaks up the family relationships with the friends. So you start stealing from them. You start lying to them. And the only thing that's on your mind, obviously, is the drug. So it messes up. We got people that sit in the programs. They're losing their jobs because, you know, you first have to have a fix before you do anything, before you go out, before you go to work. And this, I think it's a big problem.
Yeah. Did you experience any physical challenges, physical health challenges, perhaps, because of your experience?
Yes, you get drugs, you know, when you're on cannabis or like people say Taha or Mandrax, it's not such a lot of physical challenges, but you know, you get this drug that's new on the market and it's got quite over 20 years already, but heroin, it gives you physical challenges. With withdrawals and stuff, so you get physical pains, diarrhea, nausea, and sometimes hallucinations as well. And then you also have the psychological dependence because you feel sometimes that you can't go without it because you're going to get ill and you can't go through the day without it.
Mm. Now you, Shahida, of course, now and since, of course, during in the process of your recovery, got involved with Rauf, and you remain involved with Rauf today. I want to perhaps for our listeners that perhaps haven't heard about Rauf, tell us a bit more about what Rauf is all about and what are some of the activities that you do on a day-to-day basis.
Rauf, as you explained, it's the Refocus and Upliftment Foundation. So obviously, we go back to the drawing board when we go back into time, right? Because of all the problems that occurred in the families, without people going out in the field and seeing that the problem, they went to go give parcels to the people, and then every week the same person will come, and then they found out, yeah, but there is a bigger problem. So they investigated, and then they found out that it's the substance abuse, obviously it's addiction, and they decided to form this organization. But what we actually do with all the programs, we got support group programs twice a week, one in Mitchell's Plain at Masuturabi, and we got one in Lansdowne, Mashukurumupin, on a Wednesday evening. And then we also got our feeding schemes. Being part of the feeding scheme as well, so we get the recoveries involved, which we actually feed over 35,000 to 40,000 meals. Where the recoveries, or when we say the substance abusers, took a lot out of the communities and from the families. So it's time to giving back. So we're getting involved in doing more good things where they obviously did a lot of bad things. And then we also have our spiritual program every Thursday evening. And it's a quite full program. We run from Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. So you need to cultivate their mindsets. You need to empower them. And obviously, like they from the spiritual part, we know that we can't do it without the help of your Creator that has the power over everything.
Yeah. Now, currently working with, you know, addicts, what do you think the idea, and I think something that we've spoken about this morning, the acknowledgement that you have a problem certainly is an important first step. What else do you think that, I think, you know, people that are perhaps in denial, you spoke about denial earlier, that are perhaps in denial about the addictions, that they need to, I guess, make an acknowledgement and acknowledge for themselves, perhaps, that they have a problem?
You know, denial is a broad subject, actually, right? Because, you know what, some of them, when they come into the, when they come see us, some of them will say, hey, I've got the anger problem, you know, I've got the discipline problem, but they not acknowledge that they have a serious addiction problem. And yes, when we start working with them, so our program is like this, we will speak and the people motivate and give some of their stories so they can see the broader light, because at the end of the day, our program is about self-realization. That is why we say denial. You need to come to that realization that you're sitting with a very serious problem. And if you don't work on this problem or seek help for this problem, then obviously your life will be in shambles. And this is it takes them a couple of months sometimes to come out of denial. And yes, denial is also when you realize the reality of your problem, that you have a problem, but now what about the seriousness of your problem? Because this is not a problem that just goes away overnight. It is a problem that will sit with you for the rest of your entire life. So we say there's no cure to addiction, but there is management. And that is why we have the support groups weekly. So you can empower yourself, and if you have any problems, because basically an addict is emotionally weak, and that is why he turns to drugs. If he was bad, he will feel he needs a drug. If he was sad, he feels he needs a drug. And when he go out, he's happy, after party, he feels he needs a drug. You understand? So yes, we take it step by step, just like addiction, falling into addiction, it is a process. You just don't overnight when you stand up, right? You're addict. It's a process, right? So it starts with the experimental phase when the first time that you use a drug, right? and then it goes to occasional use, and then the regular use, and then the dependence of addiction. And then you're now hooked on drugs, and you made your choice what kind of drug, and then you know the journey, it will be to self-destruction.
Yeah. The support that is needed for addicts, speak to us about that and what it is that I think those loved ones of addicts should know in terms of the support that they should offer. When should they? Because I think very often we find situations where drug addicts are either one enabled or they are left to their own devices. What do you think the approaches of the loved ones should be?
We have a program of tough love. Right, that is our foundation. Because you know what? When the children or child grows up and they do sometimes stupid stuff at home, you're talking about small children, as they're growing up, the basic thing is that the parents basically don't take them to account for the things that they've done. Hey, he's not stupid because of a second. You need to teach them, and they need to be accountability, and that is what happens here by us. We don't just let anything slide because if he thinks he can get away with it now, he will get away with it tomorrow. Mm. So our approach is tough love, right? No, it's no. And we'll take it from there because most of the time they throw a tantrum and they get their stuff. Or some families, they enable them and they feel, hey, he's only smoking dacha. Where dacha is the gateway to all the other drugs. Sitting and sitting in classes with us, maybe we have 50, 60, 100 of them, and you ask them, tell me, what was your first choice of drug? And all of them, 99.9, will say, dacha. They started with dacha. And like I said, if the family is in denial, then it's hard work because basically you actually won't get the recovery like you want him to be. And that is why we have this. They come from facilities. They come from rehab. 2 weeks later, a month later, boom, there's a relapse. Mm. And that is what we don't, like I said, we have our weekly support groups, like you have, you need to have your fix every day. You need to come to the program so we can check you out. You can speak to us if there's any problems. Like I said, they're emotionally weak, and then we can address the situation and see if there's a solution.
Now we are out of time, but I think before I let you go, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to perhaps share to our listeners again, if anyone is interested or knows of someone that requires assistance, how they either access those support groups or how they get in touch with you.
I can leave my number, Mr. Kenny. Can I give you my number?
Sure.
Our number is 071-468-3779. Right, we got programs, like I said, running on a Tuesday evening in Mitchell's Plain to make it easier for the people to attend the programs because, you know, when it comes to addiction, a lot of the guys, they finish out the caregivers, right? And then we have the one in Shukr Mubin at the York Road Mosque by the Madrasa next door on a Wednesday evening. We start at 7:30, and we just want to put it out there. All our programs that we're running, it's actually for free, right? They can attend, they can, and come empower themselves. If they need to reach, they can reach out for help, and definitely we will assist them. And like you said about the families, if there's families, for our oath, our motto is that the family support is the best tool for recovery. So you need to empower yourself how to deal with them. And then we give you 80 to 90% chance. If the family is on board, 100% chance. If you work this program, you will definitely make a success.
Inshallah. Shahid, shukran so much for your time this morning and for your candor and for giving us, I think, an important insight into, a very serious and concerning trend that we see continuing in our society. And shukran so much to all of the good work that you and the rest of the team at Ra'uf does and continues to do in prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and grant Ra'uf to go from strength to strength, inshallah. For now, Shahid Kimi, shukran so much for your time. As-salamu alaykum.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.